Hello and welcome to this audio podcast. My name is Gary Klinger and I'm happy to be hosting Lee Howarth in studio today. Lee is the product manager for Novell Access Manager. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about Novell Access Manager. The access management market is fairly mature, as I understand it. There's a lot of really specific needs in the marketplace. Are you seeing those needs evolve and change over time?
We are seeing those needs change, and if you look at what access management technologies provide, they have been focused on, you know, web access management. It's really, you know, how do I provide anytime, anywhere access to my web applications? But what we've also seen is a need to provide that same level of flexibility in terms of anytime, anywhere access to other applications, you know, which we typically term as enterprise applications as well. You know, so these are kind of file and print types of systems as well. And there's also then other aspects. Something that Novell's driving is the need to, you know, integrate these access management technologies with other systems. You know, identity management systems was obviously the first key one. But what Novell's doing as well is we're also integrating the identity access management systems with SIEM data. So it really does provide a much more of a secure environment that allows organizations to also report on the activities, which helps with compliance activities.
We had Jason Arrington in studio just a week or so ago talking about security information and event management. And one kind of theme that I'm seeing running through each of these pieces of software that Novell provides is their ability to integrate. Can you expand a little more on that and what that means?
Yeah, so let's just take the three key products in terms of integration for identity and access management and then reporting on that. We're really talking about Novell Access Manager, Novell Identity Manager, and then Novell Sentinel. And if you look at how these integrate, from the identity management side, you know, we get a user that could be provisioned from maybe a HR system. Then the information and how that is reflected in various different policies impacts the access management side. So, you know, if a user is in the sales team, then he'll get access to certain information that's applied to that sales role. And that can all be controlled and managed by the identity manager itself. But then the integration goes further. And this is one of the key, you know, values of the integration that Novell offers, is that as you then control access to various different resources, if you perhaps deny access to certain services, what we can do is that we can further integrate with Identity Manager and use the workflow-based provisioning pieces of Identity Manager to allow a user to request access to a service that he's just been denied access. You know, and so what that would mean to a user is, rather than just being denied access and getting a message, I might have a link there that says, would you like access to this system? Click on that link and it will go off and initiate a workflow process that then a manager could say, yes, Lee could have access to this system, and immediately access is granted based on that approval.
So not only is it better for end users, but that's got to save the help desk a ton of time.
It saves the help desk a ton of time. Then further with the integration, we can send all of the activity in terms of who logged in, where did they go, to Novell Sentinel. And that can keep watching as well the activity. So if a user keeps trying to access the same resource and they keep getting denied, with the integration with Novell Sentinel, it could watch for these things, and perhaps on six attempts, it could do some kind of action which might be, you know, lock the user account, inform the administrator, inform the user's manager, etc., etc.
Yeah, that seems like it would be especially important with all of this data coming out about attacks on really big businesses and even government agencies that are happening from within.
Of course.
A lot of this is coming from inside the corporation or the organization. One other thing that I wanted to talk to you about was it seems like so many more organizations now are implementing Microsoft SharePoint product, mm-hmm. and that's becoming kind of a key application within the enterprise for collaboration and kind of the way that employees are talking to each other within companies now and getting work done. I read an article recently how that's kind of creating a management nightmare for administrators. How does Access Manager help with that?
Well, it really is creating a management nightmare. If you understand SharePoint and the way that it looks for users in terms of the users really in an Active Directory, or there's a bit of coding that you would typically have to do to use a directory other than Active Directory, but basically it's one identity store and one policy store, right? And so if it's a small organization, it's not too much of a problem to keep all the users managed, etc., in that single store. But as you start to broaden the access requirements in terms of who needs access to this SharePoint information, perhaps to partners, to customers. And if it's a large organization across BUs, there could be multiple identity stores involved. And that's where it starts to cause a problem for the administrators. You know, I've either got a major task in trying to manage all of these individual identities in my SharePoint identity store, or I need to configure some kind of provisioning system to maintain all of this. But that doesn't solve things as well for partner access that might want to come in via federation. So once their users have logged into their system to provide single sign-on access to your SharePoint information. And so what we've done with Access Manager, and this is one of the key features of Access Manager 3.1, is out-of-the-box support for WS Federation. And what this allows us to do is that Access Manager has also already solved the problem of having users in multiple identity stores. Its native support for identity federation means that partners can log their users in via federation, so all of that's taken care of. And so here's the great thing for the SharePoint administrator. All that I need to do is to set up what are called SharePoint groups, and then using Active Directory Federation services, I receive what are called a set of claims from Access Manager. And then I just map those claims to the SharePoint groups. Now, so what we've done is we've basically removed the need for that SharePoint administrator to manage individual identities for all of the people that need to access SharePoint information.
So all that manual processing just kind of slips into the background. Exactly. There's nothing that needs to be done hand to hand.
Exactly.
Get that done. That's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you being here with us today. I do have one final question for you that I ask everyone that I interview. And basically that is, you're in the elevator with a potential customer, maybe it's a CIO, and you have 30 seconds to tell them what the key benefits are of Access Manager. What do you say to them?
I would talk about the fact that Novell Access Manager is the most comprehensive access management solution on the market in terms of it can provide single sign-on to any web server, regardless of what the web server type is or the platform it's running on. Our architectural benefits really help. We don't care what it is that you're protecting, we can protect it. Plus, we go beyond just protecting web applications. So from a single system, and this is where we reduce administrative overhead, reduce costs, I can also provide access to your enterprise applications as well. And obviously, if it's a long elevator trip, does he have SharePoint? Talk about the benefits of what Access Manager can do to simplify that access to and simplify the administration to SharePoint.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Lee. And thanks to our listeners for joining us today. If you would like to see Access Manager in action or request a call from one of our identity and security experts, please visit novell.com/accessmanager. Thank you.